So before the presentation gets loaded, Dr. Rosenblatt unfortunately was unable to make it because he couldn't get any slides out. But as a co-author, I'm just equally excited to be here to share some information about our open source project. So both Dr. Rosenblatt and I are employed by Prometheus Research, and he also has stock ownership. And by the end of the session, we're hoping that you learn a little bit more about why there's such a need for integrated data management and what our vision was for the RexDB project, and also tell you a little bit about the project roadmap, where we are and where we plan to be, and then tell you more about why we value open source approaches. Now, I'm going to start off the presentation with a pretty bold claim, and I'm hoping most of you will agree with me, and if you don't, hopefully within the next few slides you will be a little convinced, that there is a significant need for integrated data management in biomedical and behavioral research. Can you hear me more, Mike? Okay, can you hear me? Okay, can you hear me better now? Hello? Okay. So why am I saying that there's this need and why is there this problem? Well, it's pretty simple. It's because we're using this out-of-date process. And let me tell you more about the research process. In the past 50 years, research had a pretty linear trajectory. You can start with a particular research area and have one group studying that area and conducting one study and collecting one particular data type. And the hope is that they would be able to answer a particular research question. If they find anything interesting, they would publish, and if not, they would go back to the drawing board. So in either case, the expectation is that there's really no expectation, actually, for data reuse or sharing of data. In contrast, what we're seeing now is more of a collaborative, interdisciplinary approach to research, where you have multiple groups, multiple sites, conducting many different studies on a research area and collecting several different data types, so genomics data, imaging data, behavioral assessments. And the hope is that you can use those data types to answer related questions, and they can vary in complexity. So whereas before there was no real expectation for reusing your data and sharing your data, now it's becoming the norm. It's the rule, not the exception. So the problem with our out-of-date process is actually this notion of just-in-time data management. So what do we mean by just-in-time data management? It means you have a particular research question that you want to answer, and the first thing that you do is try to locate where the actual data resides. And then once you find the data that you need, you try to export it or extract it and organize it so that you can have comparable buckets. Once you organize your data, then you do any transformations or cleaning of the data so you don't have any messy data. But what happens is when you have one little tweak to your research question, you have to go again and start from square one, locate where the new data is, extract it, export it, and transform it again. And so as you can see, the process becomes pretty redundant and pretty wasteful with time, especially when it might take you weeks or months before you get that final clean data set. Instead, what we're hoping is that instead of using data with just single use in mind, we're promoting that you clean your data once and you clean it up front, so that any time that you have to make edits to your research question, you can tweak it and not have to re-edit 3 or 4 or 5 times. So it saves you a lot of time in the long run. So I just introduced this concept of having an integrated data management system. What do we really mean by this system? So I want to tell you more about the boundaries, what's included and what's excluded from that system. In the blue diagram, you actually see what needs to be in your system. That includes any family information that you're collecting, individual data. You also want to have any characterization data and phenotype data related to those individuals. Especially important for longitudinal studies, you want to make sure you're tracking any visits, any cohort waves, protocols, and consents. You definitely want to keep that in your system. But you also want to maintain a data inventory. So notice what's actually excluded from your integrated data management system. It's the big data. So big genomics files, imaging data, EEG data. You don't actually want to store those in your system in their raw form because it's not searchable. Usually you have some analysis pipeline that you're using. Maybe someone's annotating findings that they find, let's say some lesion. And then you actually want to store the derived data and actually link to it from your system. So you could still have all the big data in a separate file server or on the cloud, in the cloud, but you mainly want to store the searchable data. So at the end of the day, your integrated data management system enables you to answer questions like, show me all the individuals who are 10 years or older who have a genetic lesion of 16p and who have a large corpus callosum. So as you can see, you're actually able to integrate from multiple data types and sources and answer research questions right off the bat. So, of course, we find that this is really helpful, but what are the actual functions and the features of such a system? Well, primarily, you want to be able to do four things with an integrated data management system. You want to be able to acquire the data, whether that's from clinical staff or patients entering their data. You want to be able to collect it from different sources, so biospecimen repositories or any other sources that you're merging. You also want to have clean data, so you want to be able to curate it, develop custom quality checks. And finally, you want to be able to search your data and explore it, so you can collect custom data sets and build custom reports. So the functions are pretty useful, but really you want to know what the value is in having these kind of features. And what we're saying is that you'll feel more confident knowing when you have an integrated data management system that your data is clean and organized, that it's safe and secure, so it meets HIPAA high-tech PHI compliance, that it's accessible, so if you need to export your data into SPSS, SAS, or SATA, you're able to do that from your system. And finally, that it's persistent. So even if your postdoc leaves, even if your office gets hit by an asteroid, you'll still have your data there. So that's what we're claiming is the benefits of an integrated data management system. And we've actually have been using this for the past 12 years, so it's not anything new that we found. And this is just a brief graph showing you the history of our data collection. And it started off in 2005 with many minimum forms or assessments actually in the database. And if you follow the red line, you can see that to date we have at least over 650 measures or instruments that we have available and configured in the system. The blue line shows you how many assessments, so how many forms we've actually entered for each participant. And we have close to a quarter of a million for them. So you're probably asking, you've been doing this for a long time, so what's left to be done? Why are you considering open sourcing? Well, it's actually really difficult to have a proprietary custom system and build it out for the community so that it's freely available. And so that's our task, that's our challenge. And what we're envisioning happening is that first, our project roadmap is to determine what the needs of the researchers are, so do that initial requirements gathering. We've already actually completed that phase of the project, and we've got really good feedback. The next step, which is probably the most challenging for us, and we're in the midst of it now, is repackaging the custom proprietary software into something that's more modular so that anyone else from the research community can actually make edits and freely modify and distribute it. So we're trying to architect the system now, and we still have to find the kind of tweak the little ins and outs of it. Once we do that, we'll be able to evaluate the system and hopefully kind of build an organic community around the platform. So as I mentioned earlier, what we're doing now is really architecting the system, and that's the most challenging for us. So I'm just going to briefly go over this diagram because I know there's a lot of information here, but we decided to build the system into three separate components. The first one is Rex Acquire, and that's where you do your data entry and you can configure different forms or surveys. The second system is the Research Exchange Database. That's where all your data curation is happening, where you can clean the data, you can set rules about what data quality checks you want to have in your system, and create custom reports. And then finally, Rex Explorer is a system that allows you to search your variables and actually create custom data sets for analysis. The first two we've actually gotten a good lead on, and we hope to be actually done with it by the beginning of next year. Rex Explorer is taking a little bit more time. And we're hoping maybe another 4 months we'll have that figured out. So you hear us having this proprietary system, but now we want to open source it. So what's really the value in open sourcing? A lot of people think the main value in open sourcing your software is because it's free. There's no cost. But for us, we wanted to make it free to modify and free to distribute so that it's actually available to any researcher who wants to have access to an integrated data management system. So what does that mean in practice? It means that the code is actually ready available, so anyone who wants to actually improve features or add more functions can do so. So it includes, it actually promotes transparency, and it also promotes collaboration among researchers to be able to share their data and continue growing their system. That looks funky. So as I said, it's not that easy. It's not trivial work to kind of change this custom system into an open source system. And what we found is that refactoring the code is pretty difficult. And it's also challenging to figure out what privileges and what kind of changes we want to allow the users to make in the system. So we're trying to figure that out as well. We also have our existing client base, so they have their own requirements, and balancing the needs of our current clients and then those of the open source community also takes a lot of resources. And then finally, we want to be able to actually apply this to other research domains, because primarily we've been focusing on autism research, and we think that, and we're kind of optimistic, that it would be applicable to developmental disorders, mental and behavioral disorders, and then hopefully multidisciplinary behavioral research. So if you want to learn more about our open source project, you can go to recsb.org. We have an active blog, and we're actively posting about our design decisions and architecting decisions. So feel free to comment. We want to grow that organic community. And finally, we just want to thank everyone who was able to contribute, Charles, David, Owen, Natalie, that's me, but that's because Leon was going to present, and Clark and Frank. That's it. Thank you.